Christian Celtic Music Podcast, show number 187, Celtic Christmas Music.
Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year, I take a small group of Celtic music fans to exotic locations around the world. We don't travel in big tour buses and see everything, nope. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. Plus, I bring you some great Celtic music by me and other Celtic artists. In June 2015, we're going to County Donegal and the Giant's Causeway. I want to invite you on a magical experience that will bring your love of Ireland deep into your soul. Subscribe to the mailing list and join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, your guide to the best indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt father, a Celtic musician, and your podcast host. Nala Kanadeev, we are just about a week away from Christmas, so I'm getting all ready, trying to get shows ready. Our family flies off to Houston and then Massachusetts for the holiday, so we're going to be busy traveling a lot. So I have three shows I have to finish before I leave, and there's a lot to do. So I'm going to start off with the first of two Christmas specials. What you just heard there was Maggie Sanson and Bonnie Rideout with Here We Come A-Wassailing and Bottom of the Punch Bowl from A Scottish Christmas. And next up is Winter's Day by Mithril from their same titled album, Winter's Day.
Glistening, people stream for midnight mass. Friendly candles glow in windows. Strangers greet you as you pass. Home then to the laden table, ham and grouse and pints of beer. Whiskey handed around in tumblers. Christmas comes but once a year. Cedar raisins and brown suet, sifted bread crumbs and mixed spices, grated rind and plenty fruit. Cinnamon, ginger, cloves and nutmeg, porter, brandy and old ale. Don't forget the wine and whiskey, Christmas comes but once a year. Fussing in the kitchen, lay the food on every plate. Men are patient in the hallway, gulp and quarter while they wait. Who cares if there's no tomorrow? Now's the time to spread good cheer. Pass the punch around the table, Christmas comes but once a year. Who cares if there's no tomorrow? Now's the time to spread good cheer. Pass the punch around the table, Christmas comes but once a year.
Yeah. on Christmas Day in the morning. Thank the Lord and Lady then for that warm peace we feel within when we gather once again on Christmas Day in the morning. The wonder of the virgin birth, the child who brought us love and mirth, giving all of his soul's worth on Christmas Day in the morning. Yet so many years before we knew the wonder still untold, the Lady guiding us to shore on Christmas Day in the morning. Ancient ones give voice, dance together is our choice. Share the mysteries, rejoice on Christmas Day in the morning. Children's laughter in the air, the smell of pine is everywhere. All the love that we can share on Christmas Day in the morning. Christmas Day in the morning.
the bells will ring at this merry, merry time of year. And we'll think no more of our cares or woes, we'll all be of good cheer. We'll dance and sing and the bells will ring at this merry, merry time of year.
After Mithril was the Barrow McNeils with Christmas Comes But Once a Year from the Christmas album, then came Golden Bow with Christmas Day in the Morning from Winter's Dance, and finally the Irish Rovers with Merry, Merry Time of Year from their same title album, Merry, Merry Time of Year. I got a whole bunch of new Celtic Christmas music this year, and I got permission to use, and I'm excited to share that with you. I also have one big goal, and one holiday goal that I need your help with. And that is going to take place on December 18th, Thursday, December 18th. I want you to buy Fairy Tale of New York on iTunes or Amazon. And my hope is that we can push that song by the Pogues up to the top of the charts. I don't know if we can, if just us can do it, but I'm hoping with everyone around the world out there who's loves this song and it's been growing in popularity year after year. I'm hoping we can do some, make an impact at the very least. If nothing else, we will push it a little bit closer for next year. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to continue on with the music. Next up is me, Mark Gunn, from my new album, Celtic Christmas Greetings. This is Christmas in the Shire.
I've wandered through this world of ours for countless years on end. Seen wonders that I can't describe and troubles I could not mend. Yet as the year comes to a close, my heart begins to yen. For days of old and folks long gone, my thoughts go back to then. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Find myself at home once more where life was so slow and sweet. Amongst the hobbits whom I adore, old friends I can't wait to greet. The bell ringer lads made their rounds as the sun sank into bed. Farthing to farthing echoed the sounds till the moon raised up his head. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Buckland, Tuckborough, Bywater and Bree, every fireside was alight. Warmth and comfort provided for free, crackled loud and flickered bright. With kith and kin gathered at side, we gave thanks for all we had. Where home and hearth and peace abide, our hearts were ever glad. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. I'd sit me down and name my pleasure mug of beer or vintage rare. Rings of smoke blown at leisure, sup a favorite hobbit fare. 6 days of feasts and frolicking fun, songs and stories to delight. Rich or poor, we all shared as one, danced and reveled long into the night. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall the chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again now that it's Christmas time. Thank you.
After Mark Gunn was Tom Morley with Cold Frosty Morning from A Celtic Christmas and his album The Raven's Wing. The Celtic Christmas is the compilation CD we released last year. Still a favorite for a lot of fans of this podcast, so I want you to go check it out. It does help benefit Celtic nonprofits, so your support is appreciated. After Tom Morley was Four Celtic Voices with What Child Is This from Four Celtic Seasons, and finally The Rogues with March, Patapan, and Real from Hellbound Sleigh. I want your feedback. Post a comment on our Facebook fan page or call 678-KELTPOD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763.
Hey, Mark, this is Al from Washington State overlooking lovely Puget Sound. Just want to tell you I am a huge fan of the podcast. Keep up the great work. I enjoy the music a lot. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Al, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it, and I will keep at it, and you have a great Merry Christmas.
Yeah, ditch. Mr. Gunn, this is Brandon from Dallas, Texas, calling. Just letting you know that I have seriously enjoyed your podcast and so far. Sorry I haven't made any donations, but the cash is strapped. Bills are sucking the life out of me. As you, your little thing as the podcast is a big thing to me. So in that, thank you for your effort. Thank you for your entertainment value. And I would really like it if you could play more Kildares and maybe some more Texas groups. That because the North Texas area has a huge Celtic blood contingent down here. So thanks for everything, bud. Have a good one. Gotcha.
Hey, Brandon, first, thanks so much for calling in, and don't worry about the donations. Hopefully others out there will continue to support the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast through Patreon. We have a whole bunch of people who make donations, about over 50 people who are making donations per episode. And if any of you would like to become a patron, you can go on over to CelticMusicPodcast.com/patron to do just that. Now, as for the Kildares, I haven't got anything new from them in a while. Do you think you could do me a favor and go email the band and say, hey, you have anything new? Send it in to Mark Gunn for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. He'd love to play your music on the show. So head on over, do that. If there's a band that you'd like to hear on this show, do the same thing. Drop them an email, let them know that you want to hear them on the podcast. Drop them the email. That makes it just a little bit easier. Thanks so much. Next up is Eileen Ivers with Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring from An Nalach, An Irish Christmas.
Thank you. she's given up whiskey for Christmas, champagne for New Year's and New Year's Day. My favorite thing about whiskey for Christmas is all of your loved ones that give it away. But love looks incredible, tucked in a corset. She's an endorsement for new tight class. She's specially edible, truly entrancing. When I've been romancing the holiday glass, it's not the same without the fabulous dame drunk in the parlor room. But on the shelf is now a burgeoning wealth of what she won't consume. So hide that gloom, cause my love, till she's given up whiskey for Christmas, champagne for New Year's and New Year's Day. My favorite thing about whiskey for Christmas is all of your loved ones who give it away. I like the ringing bells and spirits as well as any Christian gems. She could never know how much I adore her gift of temperance. Present tense, cause my love says she's giving up whiskey for Christmas, champagne for New Year's and New Year's Day. My favorite thing about whiskey for Christmas is finding the loved ones who give it away. Yeah, whiskey for Christmas, champagne for New Year, New Year's Day. My favorite thing about whiskey for Christmas is all of your loved ones will give it away. Whiskey for Christmas, New Year's Day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whiskey for Christmas. Christmas. And yes, my favorite thing about whiskey for Christmas.
After Eileen Ivers was Barley Juice with Whiskey for Christmas from This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, then came Winter Deep Inside from Brian O'Hagan from Chunkar, then Celtic Cross with Always Believe from a single, Always Believe, and finally Banshee in the Kitchen with Cook in the Kitchen Set from Invite the Light. If you enjoy the music you heard today, then subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest, greatest Celtic music and podcast news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. We have just one final song for the day. It's by Ross Crean, The Christ Child's Lullaby from his album, From Lullabies for Trying Times. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, and I will be back next week with another Celtic Christmas special, Nella Cunadive.
Oh.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. If you enjoyed the music you heard, support the artists in the show, buy their music, then tell your friends to visit CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.